Traveler's Journal, April 12th. Appreciating the glory of nothing. In January 2000, with a stroke of his pen, Bill Clinton set aside more than 1 million acres of sun-blasted desert as the Grand Canyon Parashant National Monument. It might better have been called Northwest Arizona National Monument, because with the adjacent state preserve, it encompasses all of the real estate from the Grand Canyon north to Utah's border. Isolated by steep, dry mountains and deep gorges, with temperatures that range from plus 120 in the summer to minus 20 in the winter, with little in the way of water, topsoil, vegetation, game, or mineral resources, it's no surprise civilization has made few inroads in this area. Unlike other national monuments, Parashant has no visitor center, no developed campsites, no paved roads, and no real plans to introduce any of these amenities. What's there are millions of acres of desert, punctuated by numerous and notable natural features, from deep slot canyons to red rock cliffs that soar 2,500 feet in the air. There's 600 million years of visible geological history and several hundred thousand years of biological history. Humans, relative newcomers, date back only about 11,000 years, but archaeological evidence of their presence is everywhere, from Clovis spear points to Anasazi etchings. Close examination reveals a range of unique life forms, from dormant desert moss to bighorn sheep. It's the kind of vastness where a good guide is essential, and pack animals a plus. All in all, there are traces of eternity everywhere in this nothingness. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.